Glad to Be Back by Ed Jones.
Oi! Open the door, boss! Where the hell is everyone? I'm due out 2 hours ago. Where the hell have you been?
Union meeting.
You get paid too much as it is.
Oh, what's the hurry, big man? No one's going anywhere special, are they?
You know they are, Bonehead. I'm out for 3 nights. I've got Friday, Saturday and Sunday in heaven. So get me to reception. Hey! Hey, what are you doing? Open the door!
I'm going to find you a reception escort more to your personal taste.
Oi, boss, come back! You're the most intelligent, underpaid, hard-working officer on the landing, if not the world. Pratt.
Sign there for your property lease out.
Jesus, 55 minutes it's taken to find a bin liner and a prop and fill in 2 forms.
Do you want me to take another 55 minutes to put my initials in that little box at the bottom there?
Sorry, boss.
Right.
From the bottom of my deeply respectful heart, I apologise unequivocally.
All right.
Hey, where the hell did you learn words like that?
Unequivocally. I read the Daily Telegraph, boss.
Sod off.
One of the nonsense has it sent in, only he never gets it. Which means I can speak meaningfully on any subject for 10 minutes. And I know all about opera.
Idiot.
It's therapeutic opera.
Shut up, will you? Let me get rid of you. Give the prisoner his property, Mike. Now, do you want a travel warrant? It's 30 miles from anywhere out here.
No way. I've got my mates waiting outside. 3 hours they'll have been there by now.
No travel warrant.
What about me money? I've been saving up.
Money? Oh, yeah. Sign there for your money.
£4.40. I have 70 quid.
Oh, let me see. There, look. Find 3 weeks' wages in September.
I appeal that.
Oh, and special order, £20 on sports equipment ordered in November via the gym staff.
Now that was cancelled. They couldn't get what I wanted.
No, not according to the records, it wasn't. Oh, and look, there was a £15 donation to Officer Bradley's Children's Charity Funds just last week.
I never gave that idiot money. Let me see.
Well, I can check up on it if you want.
Well, how long will it take?
3 weeks.
You thief. 6 months I spent in that workshop, surrounded by nonsense.
See you, Leso. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, what about his warning?
Oh, I almost forgot.
Oh, what now?
I have to warn you, if you're arrested for any reason over the weekend or get into any kind of trouble, you'll be taken into immediate custody and tried in an outside court. You'll be held here until your trial, which, as you know, can take up to 12 months, even if the likely sentence is less.
Yeah, yeah.
If you fail to return on time, your parole will be reviewed and you'll be placed on report. The minimum sentence for absconding is 30 days, loss of remission and 4 weeks' wages.
Better stay out of trouble then, hadn't I?
I'm just warning you, lad, so's you're clear.
Where the hell are you, Victor?
What? Leso? What time is it?
Well, it's not quite Monday morning.
Oh, no. Sorry, guy. Jesus. Where are you?
I'm hiding in a phone box 100 yards down the road from the Nick. So the screws won't laugh at me for being stranded in the middle of nowhere on my first day out in 4 years.
Oh, sorry, man. We had a big night.
Well, I told you it was Friday I was out.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We'll be there in a flash.
Yeah. We'll bring a baseball bat for your kneecaps.
In a bit. Hello?
Gaynor.
Leso?
The same. How are you, girl?
Not as well as you if you're back on the streets.
Well, 1 month ago, girl. 4 little weeks guaranteed to last a lifetime.
Then you're out. For good.
Yeah.
Can't have been that long already.
8 I got. With parole. That's four long, womanless years. Hello?
Does this mean you'll be coming to see me?
Well, if I'm invited, yeah, I'd love to. What, is there a problem? I mean, you're probably seeing someone, right? I mean, well, nice girl like you. Gaynor?
I invited you before and you never came.
What? That was 4 years ago.
You said you'd come. It was your last night.
What? I was out of me head. I was in court the next day. I didn't want to slobber all over you in that state. I'm really sorry.
And you never phoned in 4 years.
Well, you've got to forget about the outside, Gaynor. You know that. I tell you what, though. You're talking to Mr. Squeaky Clean here. I mean, I've had it with all that now. Serious. I'm packing it in. The words 8 years did that to me. Hello?
You phoned Yasmin.
Well, Yasmin was my baby's mother. Emphasis on the was. Anyway, she's disappeared now. I mean, well, if you don't want to see me, just say. I mean, I'll go somewhere else.
I want you to come.
Do you?
Of course I do. I missed you, Lezo.
Oh, I missed you too, Gaynor.
I thought you didn't want to see me anymore.
I'm dying to see you.
Do you mean that?
Believe me. As a matter of fact, it's my terminal home leave this weekend.
You're out this weekend? Today?
Tomorrow.
Thought home leave started on Fridays.
The system's all changed. Look, I'm phoning from the wing office. I've got to go.
Right.
So, shall I come over tomorrow night?
You'd better.
I'll see you then.
Okay, but...
Yes!
One sad bastard sitting on the wall. One sad bastard sitting on the wall. And if one sad bastard should accidentally steal a car and drive away, there'd be no sad bastard sitting on the wall.
Let's go!
Not that!
What's happening?
I'm sitting here trying to think up words of more than four letters to describe a man who leaves the mate he's known since school sitting on a wall, broken-hearted after 4 years locked up in a room no bigger than the average person's toilet. But you know what? There aren't any.
That's all, man. What can I say? I'm really sorry.
I'm 4 hours late getting out. The screws stole me money. Me mates let me down. But who gives a toss because I'm out of jail?
Yeah! Go on, Lezo!
Hold on, you mate.
How are you, Victor?
Oh, you look great, Lezo.
Hey, I can't say the same for you, me man.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You look like you died 3 weeks ago. What's the matter with you?
I'm sound as a pound.
Nice car, though. I heard you coming 10 miles down the motorway.
It's at your service all weekend, Lezo, lad. We've got you a big one lined up.
Just get me out of here, and I don't give a damn. You all right, Norman?
Sound. Hey, have you been in that gym?
I'm ready for action, mate. Speaking of which, where's that harem you promised me, Victor?
In your dreams, guy.
Oh, Tanya said she wanted to see him, didn't she, Vic?
Tanya?
Terry Decker's sister.
Yeah. He ain't got a sister.
Yeah, you remember.
Oh, you don't mean... Oh, no, man, she's only a kid. Hey, you'll have me on the nonsense wing with the rest of them.
She's 6'2" and gorgeous now, mate. Do you reckon she's always liked you?
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
I've been locked up too long. Hey, you don't know what it's like this, you know. I mean, it's like I'm in a film or something. It feels dead weird.
Hey!
I'm looking out the windscreen and it's like one of them video machines.
I can't hear the word you're saying, Lezo.
Ah, forget it. My head's gone, that's all. It's mad.
What?
Nothing.
Hey, did you hear about Jono, Lezo?
Of course I did.
What?
Yeah, I heard it was Barnsley's lot did it.
He was a prat.
Well, he didn't deserve a bullet in the head.
What?
Oh, for God's sake. I said, Jono didn't deserve to die like that just because he was a junkie.
He was a prat. Because he could have got out of there if he'd have sussed what was going on. It was obvious it was a trap.
And you'd know exactly what to do under that kind of pressure, right?
Of course. He had it coming to him for years.
He was all right, Jono. He used to be anyway.
He changed. The whole thing's changed since you've been away. You've got to keep your wits about you these days, Lezo.
Yeah, right. Like you, eh, Vic?
Yeah, right.
Well, I ain't bothered what's going down anyway, because I'm going to do things different when I get out.
What are you on about? Norman, roll him a fat one. He's stressed.
Hey, no, thank you. I ain't smoked a thing in 2 years, and I ain't starting again now.
Yeah, you've got other things on your mind, ain't you?
Look, just get me to the pub and I'll take it from there. And turn that back up.
He's right.
It's better than the conversation, isn't it?
What?
Some things in this life never change, do they? You know, like the sky, the laws of physics, and the horse and jockey of a lunchtime exactly as I left it 4 years ago.
You're an idiot.
God, no, I lie. There's a new satellite dish on the roof. Time waits for no man after all.
Hey, Lezo.
What?
Just hang on.
Yeah, you go on, Vic.
Yeah, I'll get them in, eh?
All right, yeah. Yeah, make history. What's going on, Norman?
Just, here. There's that 20 I owe you.
You don't owe me any... Well, that's really nice of you, mate. Thanks.
Oh, safe.
I am a bit short, as it happens.
You're right.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. I mean, just got me welling up there.
It's all right, Lezo.
I'm not up to kindness after, you know, 4 years in there, like...
I was like that when I got out of YP.
I don't know what's the matter with me.
Skate fever.
Yeah.
Listen, ignore Victor. I thought Jono was all right.
Oh, I don't take no notice of him. He's all talk and no trousers.
Yeah, he's been a prat himself lately.
Jono had problems, though.
I know. I went to the funeral. You know, they couldn't show the body because the cops let him rot for a month.
So I heard. Anyone else go, like, you know, apart from his mum?
Only his sisters.
What's happening to us, Norman?
I don't know, mate. Listen, if you need any more, you let me know, all right?
I'll be okay for readies when I've seen me mum. And I'm gonna pace myself.
Go on, Lezo, lad. Get it off your chest.
Oh, God. I feel better for that.
Room for more now, hey, Lezo?
Victor. I'm happy. I know you were 4 hours late and all that, but seriously, you're a good mate. You know that, don't you?
You are pissed.
I know what I'm saying. And I'm saying thank you, Victor.
You're an idiot.
Come on. Let's go.
Go where? We've only just got here.
To find Yasmin. Mother of my only son.
There's plenty of time for that.
I mean it, man. I made myself a promise.
She's disappeared.
Oh, that's why I said, find her.
Well, I heard she was in Blackpool.
Who told you that?
Just what I heard. You know what she's like.
Go tomorrow, then. Nice day out in the car.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Lezo, Tanya's here.
Oh, my God.
Tanya!
That's not Tanya, Lezo.
Oh. Well, where's Tanya? You're joking, aren't you?
Are you, Lezo?
Tanya. How are you, girl?
I'll get the drinks in. What's in, Tanya? It's well out of it.
I'm all right.
You didn't recognise me, did you, Lezo?
Of course I did. Thought you were on stilts, that's all. Actually, I mistook you for Naomi Campbell.
You said that last time.
No, I didn't. What last time?
At Mikey's party. The one where you got into a fight. You said I was like Naomi Campbell, but cuter. You said we had the same nose.
Serves me right for not thinking of something more original to say. I've been going in a bucket for 4 years, and now me head's in one.
You look okay to me.
Thanks, Tanya, you too.
You don't really remember me, do you?
Of course I do. You're,
Do you remember kissing me?
What?
At Mikey's party, after the fight.
No, not really.
Don't worry. You didn't kiss me, really.
Thank God for that. I mean, you had me worried there.
You said you wanted to, but I was too young. You said you would on my birthday. I was only 15.
Ah, no, yeah. Jesus, I'm sorry, Tanya.
Then you got arrested and I never saw you. I cried when I heard you got an 8.
So did I, girl, believe me.
How did they get you?
Well, I accidentally sold drugs to the drug squad.
That was a bit stupid.
You're not wrong there. I'll tell you what, though, that's it now. I mean, I'm 30-ish now. I've got no qualifications. I've never worked anywhere for longer than 2 months in my life. I've got a criminal record stretching back to when I was 13. But that's me finished. I ain't touched a drug in 2 years and I'm not going back to jail again.
Good for you, Lezo.
Yeah, Lezo. Hit that down, you.
Yeah. Ah, right.
And that's yours, Sonia.
Nice one.
So, what do you do for readies yourself, Tanya?
Me? I'm a professional shoplifter.
Yeah? Well, right.
Cheers, people.
Cheers, Victor.
Get hold of him.
I am.
Get off me, I'm all right.
All right, Lezo. Get hold of him, I said.
Trying.
Leave me alone.
Come on back to mine, Lezo.
I'm going with Tanya.
Tanya's gone, mate.
What?
She left an hour ago.
Well, I thought you said she was staying.
Open the door, Norman.
If I let go of him, he'll collapse.
Hey, lads, give us a hand, will you?
Well, where's Gaynor, then?
Gaynor?
Gaynor! Gaynor, where is everybody?
What's he on about?
I'm supposed to be at Gaynor's. She's expecting me, you
just
know.
Just lie him down in the back. I'll take him home.
I'm sorry, mate. I've had a bit too much.
Oh, the dead awaken. How'd you like the new sofa, Lezo?
A sofa's fine, mate.
Meaning?
Meaning, when I woke up in the night, I thought you'd chuck me on the tip.
Yeah, well, I've been a bit busy lately. And it's a lot cleaner than your old place used to be.
Yeah, well, I was busy myself then. Busy heading for an 8.
Yeah, there's a cup of coffee there.
Look. Cheers. Oh, thought it was steam rising from the swamp.
Hey, listen. Tony wants to see you. Said he's got some work for you now. I know you don't touch what I'm doing, but he's dealing in strictly Class B. It's less money, but there you go, less risk.
Tell him thanks and all that, but I've got to get to my mam's. Then we're going to find Yasmin.
Yasmin's in Brighton.
Blackpool, you said?
Well, I meant Brighton. They both are.
She better not be around anywhere.
Who the hell knows where Yasmin is?
You, apparently.
Yeah, the last I heard, the last anyone heard, was she was in Brighton. And so's your only son.
Well, I've still got to get to my mum's.
We can drop in on your mum's on the way.
I mean, I want to spend some time with her, meaning I don't want to see Tony.
Yeah, whatever. I'll tell him you see him when you get out.
Tell him what you like, but I ain't interested.
You will be when you get out and you want to start living a bit.
Look, just let me drink my coffee, okay? I can be sick in the bathroom.
Coffee's all right, isn't it?
Coffee's great. It's the cheese floating on the top I don't like.
Sorry, mate. The milk's a bit iffy.
Hey, hang on, what's this?
What's it look like?
Looks like a piece of foil with a brown line on it. You don't mess with this stuff, do you, Victor? Jesus, what's going on round here?
What's going on is you've been away for 4 years. You've come back sounding like some flaming grandad, that's what. Drink your cheese and we'll get down to your ma's and she can nag you.
Patrick, where have you been?
Hi, ma'am. Nice to see you too.
I've been worried.
Well, I've only got out this morning. Give us a chance.
Who was in that car? Not those friends of yours.
It was Prince Charles and his driver, but they'll be back for me later.
I thought you said you weren't going back to all that.
They're me mates. Who the hell else is going to pick me up from jail?
Oh, God's sake.
You know what, ma'am? If you didn't moan at me, I'd be worried you didn't love me anymore. Now come here and give us a big cuddle.
Oh, Patrick! Oh, you've got very big these days. You put on lots of weight at last. Come in and let me spoil you.
I've been working out every day down the gym.
They let you do that sort of thing in there now?
Well, not at first, but I'm finishing off now. It's a half-decent nick.
Well, it shows you look quite the big man.
Hey, now you're talking.
What happened to that good little boy I brought up all those years ago, Patrick?
What? You mean the one who got expelled from school twice and got arrested for stealing when he was 12?
No, Patrick. I mean the proud little boy who used to do me special drawings and was top of the class at reading and arithmetic. The one I remember standing on a rostrum at the school sports, jumping up and down in the sunshine like Muhammad Ali, waving his winner's badge at me like it was a gold medal in the Olympics.
He's right here next to you, ma'am.
Why didn't you turn out like the others, Patrick?
What others?
The good boys.
Like Peter and Colin, you mean? Both doing 10 for armed robbery? Or do you mean Malcolm or Andrew or Devon? Or maybe David?
But David's a nice boy.
David's a crook, ma'am. He's just very good at it.
He's got that nice business.
You think he makes that sort of money selling cheap carpets?
Oh, Patrick.
And you can't possibly be talking about my own little brother. How is the little sod, by the way?
You know how he is.
Oh, God, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. Look, come here.
I'm sorry, love. I'm pleased to see you. I was scared when I saw you getting out of that car, that's all.
Well, I'm scared myself, ma'am.
You're not in any trouble, are you?
No. I mean, well, a man like me, in his 30s, getting out after 4 years. What can I do?
Find something, Patrick. You're a clever man.
Too bloody clever.
That's always been your problem. You were always top of the class at school, and...
Well, it's not just me, ma'am. I mean, it's all of us. We're too clever to do their dirty work. We'd rather do our own and get locked up for it.
Where do you get ideas like that? You worry me when you talk like that.
You've nothing to worry about anymore. I'm too scared to mess it up anyway.
I hope so, Patrick. I really do.
Oh, come on, show me what needs to be doing in the garden. And lend me that piece of paper while you're at it.
What piece of paper?
The one with the Queen's head on it.
It's been a lovely afternoon, Patrick.
We were like Tarzan and his mum in that garden. I'm sure I saw a puma in the pampas grass.
Ah, oh, it's too much for me now.
Can't he do anything, useless little sod? Oh,
it's been a lovely afternoon, Patrick. With just one scar on it.
I know, ma'am. But I'll be out for good in 4 weeks.
Yes, but I'm talking about my grandson. I haven't seen my own flesh and blood for 3 years now.
No one has. Yasmin's gone AWOL. You know that.
Yeah, but doesn't she leave an address when she goes?
Oh, she leaves an address all right, but there's no one living in it.
How can a woman treat a child that way, Patrick?
I haven't exactly been there for him myself, have I?
Yes, well, you're the man, Patrick. Men are never there.
Well, that's a very bleak view, Mother.
Can't you look for him at least?
I made that many phone calls about him from in there. I got into trouble over the phone cards. I've sat on my bed and cried for him. But there's nothing I can do while I'm locked up.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
I've promised myself I'll find him when I get out. But what can I tell him when I'm living like this? I swear, ma'am, everything's going to be different. To hear?
He'll grow up to think I don't love him. What's the matter with people? She's his mother.
It's the age of sexual equality, ma'am. We're all as bad as each other now. Bye, ma'am. Love you.
Goodbye, Patrick. You're a good boy.
I will be, ma'am. I will be.
Oh, Patrick!
What?
What about Peter Willis?
What about him?
And his friend Martin? They're good boys, both of them.
Right. 2 out of 20 is not bad, is it? Hey, lads.
Right, 2 choices, Leso. There's a party at Dave's later.
Drive off so as I can wait for me, ma'am. See you, ma'am. What's the other choice?
Well, there's an all-nighter in Shropshire somewhere. Norman knows where it is, don't you, Norman?
Canada.
I don't want to stay out all night.
Why not? You're on your own leave.
Yeah, well, I've got something lined up.
Not Gaynor?
Of course it's not Gaynor.
You were shouting her name all over the car park last night.
No way!
Who is it then?
Well, it's just someone I lined up in case I didn't strike lucky.
So how are you going to strike lucky if you don't come out with us? It's a proper big rave. Norman knows where it is, don't you, lad?
Yeah, mostly.
Well, I'll take you round to Gaynor's if you want, Lezzo.
It's not Gaynor.
Whatever. Like I said, the car's at your service all weekend.
What's Shropshire like, then?
Good on you, Lezzo.
Tiptoe in towns like this at night.
They still put people in the stocks out this way, you know.
Where are we?
I don't know, but I reckon we better get down the pub. The women around here are going to be desperate.
Pub's closed, you idiot.
It's right, though, isn't it? Nothing else to do in these parts.
Well, they're respectable people out here, Victor, you heathen.
Have you heard him?
Like they ride horses.
Yeah, exactly.
You're pathetic.
What? Uh-oh.
What?
There, look.
Oh, yeah. What do they need cops for in a town like this?
To look out for the likes of us.
Hey, I ain't worried about the dibble. I'm on my own leave. I can go where I like. What? They ain't bothered about a bit of weed these days. Not even country bobbies.
Well, let's go, Lezzo. Norman.
They're sitting in the car minding their own business eating chips like we're gonna probably...
Just get in.
I'm going to walk past them and say a polite hello.
Well, you can say a polite goodbye to us, then.
What's the matter with you?
Oh.
You couldn't have any serious drugs on you, Victor, because we're on a nice night out in the country, and there's no way you'd do that to me on me home leave.
It's not drugs, Lezzo.
It's the car, man. It's the car.
A little thought just occurred to me that there's something wrong with the car you picked me up in. But that's impossible, because even the smallest molecule of bacteria in the biggest sewer in Manchester couldn't be that psychotically stupid.
Just get in!
In case you hadn't noticed, Victor, I'm the only black man here, out in the middle of white man's country. I've got to behave myself.
It's only the documents. I've got a dodgy insurance certificate. Come on, we're going.
Hang on, let me see that.
See what? What are you doing, Lezzo? Give me the keys, man.
No way. This is my weekend. The worst they can do is give you a producer.
Just give me the keys back and get in the car. Norman, tell him, will you?
It's not the car, Lezzo. I think he's...
No, not that, you idiot.
Lezzo, I think...
Norman, I'm warning you. Just get in the car, Lezzo.
What's going on?
Nothing. Come on. They're looking at us now.
I don't give a monkeys. I give them a nice wave. Yoo-hoo, policeman plot.
Lezzo.
Well, I ain't going nowhere till someone tells me there's a good reason for it. Norman?
I think he's carrying Lezzo. Oh.
Another little thought just occurred to me. That you've got a gun in the car. It was just a thought, like, because even you couldn't be that congenitally insane. Because if you were... I'd be very, very upset indeed, meaning violently perturbed.
Just get in the car.
Okay. Tell me you're a better friend than that.
Give me the keys.
I said you're a better mate than that, aren't you, Victor?
I'm carrying. It's there under the dash. Here, look.
You're dead, Victor. We get away from here and you're dead. We don't get away from here and you're dead.
Okay, I'm dead. But can I have the keys back while I'm at it?
Norman, you knew. Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, I didn't realise until I saw the way you reacted to Dibble.
I thought you were a bit more intelligent than the rest of them.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Give me that. Jesus Christ. It's a Second World War Luger. It's a bloody antique.
It's in perfect working order.
So what's the idea? Someone steps out of line, you whip this out, salute Heil Hitler, and waste them on the spot. Oh, Andy, that is, isn't it? They owe you a tenner and you get life for murder.
Stop waving it around. They're looking at us.
You ain't carrying Norman, are you?
No way.
Just a big man, eh?
Things have changed since you've been away. Everyone's carrying. If they think they're not, they'll come and tax you.
I know how it works. I see all the idiots coming here where I am. They think they're big soldiers till the guns go off. And then they get tens or fifteens. And then it's big tears at dawn.
Can we just go now?
Go back the other way, Vic.
No. Do that and they'll definitely be suspicious. Drive straight past them like you don't care. You'll be all right if you stay cool. Until I get hold of you later, that is.
I am cool.
Oh. Yeah, right. Nicely done. Look straight at them as we go past, like we've nothing to hide. Do you hear that, Victor?
I'm driving.
Look straight at them then, I said.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm singing opera.
Shut up, you idiot.
It releases tension therapeutically.
Jesus Christ.
Keep looking straight at them.
They're gonna think you're pissed.
So what? Hello, policeman, Plot.
They're gonna section you as a danger to the public.
They're eating chips, like I said. See? Perfectly safe if you act like normal.
Are they coming, Norman? Don't turn round.
They're still peacefully eating chips, like nice country bobbies.
How can you tell from there?
I can see them in the side mirror. Now drive round that corner and stop the car.
What for?
So I can batter you.
Calm down, man. I'm sorry, okay?
All I wanted was a quiet life for one weekend.
And that's what you're gonna get now. The rave's just round the corner somewhere, isn't it, Norman?
Just take me home.
Don't be daft. It's your own leave.
Victor.
What?
They're coming.
Who? Where?
The devil. I've just seen them. They'll come round the corner in a minute. Look there. That's them.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I'll burn them off and lose them.
No way. Just keep going steady.
I think they're going to stop us.
Chuck it out the window, Lezo.
They'll see it from there. It's got your prints on it. It's got mine on it and all now.
Well, give it a wipe and toss it.
No. They do ballistics.
I knew that.
Well, where's it been? Who's had it before you?
I don't know.
They'll assume it's mine. You're just showing off. It's pathetic.
You're out of touch with what's happening, man.
It's you's out of touch, Victor, with reality.
They're flashing me. What shall I do?
Well, you're the one who knows how to handle the pressure. Pull over.
Don't be stupid. I'll race off.
Listen. You do what I say. I'm the one who's got the most to lose here. You're the one who's dropped us in it. So pull over.
No.
Look, you pull over, you wait till he comes to the window, and then you burn off. Give us a head start.
Yeah, good idea, Lezo.
Just stop.
Okay, okay.
And stay cool.
I am cool!
What are they doing, Norman?
I don't know. Sitting there.
Well, they're probably calling in the number.
How many of them are there?
Two. You'd have known that if you'd have looked at them when I said... Right, here's what you do. You wait till they get out, wait till they come over to the car, then you burn off and drop me round the corner up there before they catch up. I jump out and bury the gun. The cops follow you two. You two do what you like.
What? And leave you behind? No way.
Why not?
It's not right. You're on your own leave.
Oh, you've remembered that now, have you?
One of them's getting out.
Right, shall I go?
No! Wait till he's tapping on the window.
What's the other one doing?
Getting out and all now.
Good, good.
They must be worried.
It's because there's three of us.
They're only country bobbies.
Yeah, and they think you're a raving lunatic.
Lock your doors. Don't stall it this time, Victor.
I ain't leaving you behind. No way.
Tell him, Norman.
He should bury the gun, Vic. By the time they catch us, he'll be long gone.
They ain't gonna catch us.
Right. Well, by the time you crash, I'll be long gone.
You gotta let him do it, Vic.
How's he gonna get back?
Who gives a toss?
He'll be all right.
Look, just round the corner up there. You'll have time.
Well, don't blame me if they see you.
Here they come.
Right.
Now?
No, no, when I say...
Come on.
Hold it. Hold it.
Step out of the vehicle, will you please,
sir? Okay, go!
Go on!
Go, 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 go! Go! Yes!
Later!
Gaynor! Gaynor, it's Lezzo.
I know who it is. That's why I wasn't answering.
Gaynor, hi. God, I'm so glad to see you. I'm really sorry, but...
I saw Tanya yesterday.
Oh, yeah, well, it was all moved forward at the last minute.
It's now 12 o'clock Sunday morning. You've been out since Friday.
Well, I didn't want to bother you Friday. I mean, when you weren't expecting me. I stayed at my mum's on Friday night. Well, I was trying to get here last night, but it was a cock-up, you know, big style. We went out for a drink in the country. The lads insisted. I was going to come here after, but Victor was carrying. The police chased us. I had to jump out of the car and bury it. I was stuck in the middle of nowhere, literally. Only had 6 quid. I had to sleep in the shed. I'm covered in creosote. Then I had to wait 2 hours for a bus. And that only went to Chester. Then I didn't have enough for the train. The others got nicked, I think. Honest, Gaynor.
See you round, Lezzo.
Gaynor, listen. I'm serious. I'm really sorry. I mean it. I've been looking forward to seeing you. I mean, like, a lot.
I was looking forward to seeing you, Lezzo. But you know what? I couldn't care less now.
Well, I've got the whole day. And all night tonight, and I'm out for good in 4 weeks.
You know what I reckon, Lezzo? I reckon you had me down as your reserve, in case you didn't cop off before you got here.
Don't be daft!
And now there's only one night left, and you haven't got laid yet. And here you are, gagging for it.
It's not like that.
No? How is it, then?
Don't get me wrong, I'm dying to see you and all that, and I know how it must look, but you're a great girl, Gaynor. I've always liked you, and please let me in.
You mean it, don't you?
Of course I do.
You really want to see me?
More than anything, Gaynor, I badly need some TLC.
It's going to make it a lot harder for you when I close the door then, innit?
Gaynor! Gaynor, come on, girl, please, let me in! Gaynor! Oh, my God. Hi, ma'am.
Patrick! I didn't expect to see you again this weekend.
I guess I fancy the last safari before they lock me up again. Track down those pumas in case you get et picking the strawberries.
You're a good boy.
I was thinking I might stay for tea if that's okay with you.
Has something terrible happened, Patrick?
What a suspicious mind you've got, Mum.
All the better for understanding my children with.
Well, I did have something to do tonight, but I cancelled it so I could be with you.
If that's true, I'm very happy. If it's not, I'm happy anyways. I'll do you your special stew.
Oh, I've been dreaming about that.
What's that awful smell, Patrick? You smell like an old lawnmower.
Well, must have been something in the garden yesterday. It was even nicer than I remembered it, that.
I haven't cooked it since you went away. I don't really bother anymore.
What, with cooking? That's like the Pope not bothering to say Mass.
I don't really bother with that anymore either.
What, with church? You've got me worried now, Mum.
No, I still go on a Sunday, but...
But what?
It doesn't seem the same, that's all.
Well, it's that cheap wine you get from Netto.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know what it is, but... He used to make me feel less alone.
Would you like me to stay here tonight, Mum?
You carry on with your plans.
Well, actually, I haven't got any.
I'm sure you must have.
No, I haven't. They fell through.
You shouldn't stay here, Patrick.
What? Who says? Officially, this is my home leave address.
Yes, but you said you weren't going to be staying.
Well, I wasn't going to, but... You're serious, aren't you?
I'm not well, Patrick. The doctor warned me.
About what? About me?
About my heart. I'm on tablets.
What's wrong with your heart?
Oh, no, no, it's nothing too serious, but... He warned me I should look after myself. No. He said I worry too much. I have to let go. And...
And not have me here.
Oh, you can stay tonight, Patrick.
Suddenly it's me who feels lonely.
Sorry, Patrick.
Nah. It's right. The doctor's right, ma'am. You gotta look after yourself.
You can still use my address for your parole.
Thanks.
I've made a special sponge pudding with rum sauce. Wait for it.
What? Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, thanks, ma'am.
It's winter lock-up now, Liso. Free association on the wing only after tea until bang up at 8.
I know the routine by now, boss.
Welcome back.
Cheers. Did you miss me?
Go on. In you go.
Yo, Leso.
Hey, Mikey, what's happening?
Yeah, man, how'd it go?
Safe.
Yeah.
Hey, Leso, got anything left for me?
On your bike, Gladys.
Good time, then.
Hey, excellent, mate.
Go on, lad.
Yo, Leso. Good time.
Hey, the best, Terry.
Good on you, mate.
All right, Leza. How'd it go? You look wrecked.
It was.
Yeah, Mom was like that. It's hard out there, mate.
Well, it was good and all that, but tell you what, I'm glad to be back.
Glad to be back. Leso was played by Paul Barber. Doreen by Mona Hammond. Victor by Jake Abraham. Norman by Bern Gorman. And Tanya and Gaynor by Alison Darling. Glad to be back was written by Ed Jones and was directed in Manchester by Polly Thomas.